Andrew Marvell wrote, "Had he world enough and time, he would devote 200 years to adore each of his mistress's breasts."
Dr. Emily Bobo is the author of Fugue and the editor of Bobo Books. She teaches writing to single moms, ex-cons, and military vets at Ivy Tech Community College, where she is a professor of English and department chair of fine arts and humanities. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus Dorsey. Emily, what poems have you brought us?
Ode to my mother and our little breasts. 4 more days until they cut off mother's breasts. I wonder, has she told them? Does she hold them? 4 more days until they cut off mother's breasts. I wonder, does she rock them to sleep? Cup them at stoplights and intersections? Stroke them in casual conversation? 4 more days and I look down. To think these friendly, perky tits could betray me, hurt me, kill me like that. So much easier if they were larger. Monstrous, heavy burdens I had to carry, lug, tie down, hold up or onto while walking, jogging, trotting down escalators and stairs. Not these tight, barely jiggling when jump roping breasts. Their smooth curve, their palmful, playful bounce on your fingertips, smiling way of waiting daily to be noticed, touched, cupped, washed, kissed, bit, gifted into the mouth of a baby. Oh, mother, what satin, seamless miracle! What callous, needy love. Lying in the MRI like lying on a guillotine, waiting for the blade to drop like waiting for the ink to blot that small black dot, cancer, on the screen. And each new negative bilateral breast scan review renews my date with the metal tube. Forgive me, but there is something craves a hollow blade. Its promise of release, its awful, grating roar, its lovely, lethal gleam. Postcard to my aunt who died of breast cancer. Back at Rye Beach, this time without you, and the waves still crash steady on the sand. The air tastes grainy like wet rock. The cold creeps so that I cannot get warm. Last summer you bought lobster, a New England-style Last Supper. I ate at the kids' table. Not even the slippery smell of butter could tempt me to try that Red Sea rot. I've chosen this postcard of a woman with round eyeglasses staring straight into the camera because she reminds me of you, grown 3 sizes too small. Cancer already spread to your bones and liver. Sitting across the table saying, just ask. Whatever questions you have, just ask. When I got back home, I found a random bit of red plastic in my pocket. Reminder of the welcome lanterns you'd made from glow sticks and balloons. Of how dimly they gleamed in a room grown dark with the hour and the sound of the world crashing, crashing, crashing. I wish I could tell you how much I would like to try the lobster. How I want a second and a third and another Last Supper. How dark it all is without you. How I hope you found someone there on the farther shore, waiting for you with bright red balloons. Our Lady of Wheat. She was just another misunderstood plainswoman. You know how it is with those feminists. They wear the hat, the chaps. They strap on the gun, the bow and arrow. They learn to ride, to shoot, to deny their hearts a full womb. They grow beards to hide their faces, or so we want to believe. We proof rocks, so afraid of Amazons. They're called boobs, Ed. Our Camilla was a new breed of feminist, a third wave girl, not one breasted, but one bared, unmatched by mortals, wheat racer, spoils chaser, man killer. We amputate her memory because we cannot afford her both beauty and greatness.
You've been listening to the poetry of Emily Bobo on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.